So today, I will talk about Beyond Exchangeability, the Chinese voting process. It's our recent work, and I know it contains several exciting terms. We will figure them out. So I always wonder what NIPS sounds like, and it turns out that NIPS is the name of delicious candy bar. And based on these two customer reviews and helpfulness votes, it seems NIPS is pretty delicious. However, is this really a good product as evaluated? That's precisely the question that we would like to tackle in this talk. So the Chinese voting process is neither about Chinese nor about their election process. So given sequence of user action, for example, review A or review B are generated and they get a vote and downvote, Chinese voting process is capable of learning the intrinsic quality of each review without using any textual information. And we can compare and contrast different voting dynamics across different groups of users. So now let's see what types of user interaction fit for this scenario. So here's the revisit of our NIPS example. And there's a notion of helpfulness, which is a binary voting scheme for each of the review, yes or no. And based on these vote information, the system displays the aggregated information. For example, 26 out of 28 people said this review is helpful. And it's by default display most helpful review first. And there's a secondary feedback about the quality of review, which are comments. And let's see another type of interaction, which is one of the most beloved communities, Stack Overflow. And here's the question, and I'm displaying one of the top answers. And there's notion of helpfulness, up-down voting. And the difference of upvote from the downvote is displayed as a number. And it's by default ordered most helpful first. And here's also secondary feedback about the quality of answer, which are comments. So in order to cover these two used cases, I will call community for one Amazon or one Stack Exchange forum. And products or question are corresponding to the item in our setting. And responses means reviews for product or answers to question. Now I will simply call votes for helpfulness votes or up-down scores. Just for clarification, opinion in our setting does not mean responses, but means votes themselves. And our goal is to model how these helpfulness votes evolve over time to understand these voting dynamics. So the core observation is that the helpfulness votes could be socially reinforced, making rich responses even more richer. So the natural way of these evaluation processes, we should first see or perceive one of the existing responses and decide to evaluate. Then we voice our opinion in terms of upvote and downvote. So this table of myopias shows the first source of bias, which is position bias. So the responses displayed at the top will be better perceived. And here's the example of two reviews we see in the NIPS example. So in the first page of review, the first review received 25 votes so far. However, the second response has received only 5 votes just because of position difference. And if we actually go to the later page, page 3, these two reviews have not received any votes so far. And there might be useful information, but these are never explored yet. And here's another type of bias. So the picture describes there's a chair and he is speaking his opinion, and all the other people, even though they think differently or the chair's opinion is incorrect, they are all in favor of say yes because of the authoritative power of chair's speech. So when we are viewing these voting scoring, for example, in Stack Overflow, these are 3 top answers, and 195, 78, 55 are the aggregated voting score. Even if the up-down voting interface are physically equivalent and exactly same, our mental picture of viewing them could be different like this. So we are more likely to say yes if the numbers is higher. So these are two sources of bias which we are thinking the helpfulness votes will be reinforced and biased. Then the next question is, what are we supposed to do to infer the true quality of responses? And the key is to leverage the context information that each vote was cast. So here's some two examples of four responses. They precisely get three positive votes and three negative votes. So in terms of vote difference, they are all zero. In terms of vote ratio, they are all 0.5. However, we try to view the underlying quality of these four responses differently. Like this. So thinking about the first responses, it first received three positive votes, and then it received negative votes. Especially the fourth negative vote is a strong objection to the positive mood. So we actually think that decision as a significantly harder decision, giving higher weight. Because of that, for the first responses, the second and third vote, which follow the majority positive opinion, will downweight it. However, all the negative votes, which are given in strongly positive mood, will be upweighted. So that makes the relative quality more negative. Whereas for the second response of receiving alternating votes, all the negative votes are received in weakly positive mood, which makes underlying quality moderately negative. And response three and four are symmetric to first and second responses. So here, let's see the details of Chinese voting process. And as I mentioned, the natural process of evaluation is first perceive and select one of the existing response and vote either yes or no in voting phase. So the details of Chinese voting process, in the selection phase, we have two options. One is write a brand new review proportional to some reserved probability, or evaluate one of the existing review or response inversely proportional to the display rank. So the responses displayed at the top will like rank one, which is Y inversely proportional. And once he decides to evaluate, then we go to the voting phase, and it's a binary decision, either upvote or downvote. And the probability of doing a vote is a logistic decision based on intrinsic quality of that response plus all the aggregated vote that it has received so far. So even if the intrinsic quality is low, if it receives a lot of positive vote, the future voter might just say yes based on these dynamics. So now let's see a simulation, and here's one item I is ready. At the beginning, there is only one option, which is writing a brand new response, and the size of the box renders the probability of choosing that action. So let's write a new response, A. And now we have two different options. One is write another response. Now it is less probable because the first response is generated. And we have another option to vote to existing response A. And currently it's equally probable between positive and negative. Let's say next action is write another response. And another response B is generated. However, the probability that B is selected is voted is less because due to the position bias. And writing another new response is even less probable now. And let's say the next action is do the yes vote to the B. Then system will swap this position because B now receives one positive vote like this. And now you can see B is more likely to receive positive votes in future in terms of the size difference. And let's say B will get one more positive vote, then it will more likely to get positive vote in future. The next action is generate one more response, and A could receive negative vote, in that case, the system will swap to make the response A lower than C, like this. And we can go and so on and so forth. As B get more positive votes, it is likely to get more positive votes in future. So now let's see how to do inference so that our context-aware example is realized. So the yes-no vote is a logistic decision in this formulation based on the quality serving as a bias term, and we are incorporating two features called positive ratio and negative ratio. And delta means the relative gain, and if we run this as an inference algorithm, and we will learn the effect of positive ratio towards saying yes is of course positive, and effect of negative ratio towards saying yes is negative. So let's see, at time step zero, the model assumes there is one hypervote for each of the polarity, which makes initial parameter 1 over 2 and 1 over 2. At time step 1, we receive one positive vote. It updates the parameter to 2 over 3 and 1 over 3. And the relative gain in the positive side is 0.167. If we receive one more positive vote, the relative gain decreases almost to a half. Get one more positive vote, it's even decreased, but the deceleration. When we get strong objection in time step 4, you can see the relative gain toward the negative side is really, it's relatively large because it's a strong objection, which is against the majority positive mood. For the fifth negative vote, it's still relatively large relative gain, but it decreases comparing to time step 4, and so on and so forth. And we can do the similar stuff for the alternating votes. And what you can observe from this table is the relative gain decreases over time, and it eventually converges to zero, which means if you receive infinitely many votes, their relative gain does not affect to the intrinsic quality in alternating vote fashion. Now let's see how to infer the intrinsic quality. So at the beginning of time step one, we do not infer the intrinsic quality because it's only based on the hyperparameter, which one positive vote and one negative vote, which are irrelevant from problem itself. However, when we start from time step two, the parameter 2 over 3 and 1 over 3 is a result of the first plus vote. So the intrinsic quality is learned as 0.36. As desired, it's positive number. Get one more positive vote, it becomes 0.57. But it has not been doubled up because getting one more positive vote in positive mood is relatively easy. However, when we first receive strong objection, it decreases quite a lot. When we receive second objection, it's almost close to zero, and it ends up being negative like this. For the alternating vote, you can see the intrinsic quality learned from this table will also alternate between negative and slightly positive. It's because all the negative votes are given in weakly positive mood. Another type of inference and implication of our system is we can succinctly compare and contrast different community, and we have 82 Stack Exchange community and Amazon. And the great thing of these data set is the important complete trajectory of user actions are observable and given. So we have two behavioral coefficients. One is called trendiness tau, and the other is called conformity kappa. So when in selection phase, when we are choosing one of the existing response, it was inversely proportional to the display rank, and the tau serves as an exponent to control the sensitivity to the display position. And that is learned parameter. And for the conformity, it basically measures how likely people can follow the majority mood, and of course the majority mood can be sometimes negative. That's why there's exponent HT. Sometimes it can be 1 or negative 1 based on the majority mood. So it's geometric mean of the odd ratio between majority agreeing votes and majority disagreeing votes. And now let's see the experimental result. So this is a revisit of our Stack Overflow example. Here's one question at the top and two answers are displayed. And it displays comment information given for these two answers. And it basically says the second answer is better and the first answer does not work. And Stack Overflow users actually acknowledge there's a problem in voting scheme in Stack Overflow. However, once the first answer becomes rich enough, then there's no way to fix. And what are we going to do for the quality analysis is we will analyze the sentiment of this textual comment, and our underlying assumption is if answer is or review are really great, then the underlying sentiment of the comment will be positive. So here is the result, and you can see two panels. And for the left panel, the x-axis means the rank z-score. So the rank display position is integer numbered values from 1, 2, 3, like that. And the intrinsic quality in the right panel are learned as real valued number. So in order to compare apple and apple, we regularize and normalize those rank integer numbers so that the higher number means better rank close to the top. And as you could see, the common theme between these two panels are the good review with better quality or better rank receives more positive sentiment, but in general, our quality-based ordering in the right-hand side will have better linear fit and cohesive, less residual, and less bumpy and locally. That's how we argue that we learned pretty good intrinsic quality. And in community-level analysis, let's compare the Amazon and Stack Overflow at left-hand side. The users in those two groups are likely to read only the couple of first review or responses and answers. However, Stack Overflow people are more likely to conform to the majority opinion. If we go to the left upper corner, it's more we are transiting to the theory side, and people will more likely to conform the majority answer. However, in lower left corner, there are a bunch of religious groups like Christianity or Judaism. So some people might think this transition going to the right-hand side might be, the trendiness might be a proxy of community size. We split actually Stack Overflow down into the sub-community. And what you can see is they are all located in the same position even after the split. And what is exciting thing is the mobile developer, Android, Objective, iOS, they are really fashionista and conformist. However, Perl hackers are like religious people in our computer science or language group. This is the end of the talk, and we have a way more result, and come by poster 192.
Thank you. This is very promising work. Can I ask you something? When you evaluate the intrinsic quality of the response, have you thought about a more effective way to do that?
So we are thinking, so in order to suggest for service provider to use our learned intrinsic quality as a new order, we need another type of measure, and so we are planning to do the counterfactual evaluation, thinking the existing ranking as a logging policy, and compute, for example, the inverse propensity like that, so that we can unbiasedly compare which is the better policy between the existing system's rank and our intrinsic quality-based rank.
Okay, thank you. Let's thank the speaker again.